Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texas playing the way they are because it was predictable, but also on the back end, I know how this plays out. I know what this looks like. And that's a 9-3 Texas team getting into the college football playoff because the committee says Arch Manning's peaking at the right time. Now, final thing, Tigers handle business against Rice. Good stuff.
Thank God.
Coming up on Friday, though, Tulane. How you feel right now? I'll ask you. We're going to be able to talk about it throughout the week. How you feel right this second? Good?
I feel good. It's a big game. Ryan Silverfield football teams usually show up for big games. I feel good.
Okay. But they're going to be the favorite, I believe. They're going to be the favorite.
Memphis will be the favorite.
6.5-point favorites right now against that Tulane team.
I feel okay.
And here's the only concern I have. Tulane coming off a nasty loss. They know that they can still find their way back into the American Conference Championship conversation, college football playoff conversation if they win out. Like, you're going to get the hungriest possible Tulane team coming into the Liberty Bowl.
My hope
on Friday
is the Sumrall coach conversation
is a distraction.
It's happening at the perfect time for Memphis.
It's possible. But we'll talk about this as the weekend goes along. I did get a kick out of the ESPN FPI today. Do you know who the favorite is from the group of five to get into the college football playoff?
I didn't see it, but based on what you said, is it Navy?
It's North Texas because they beat
what?
Navy. Yeah. I don't get it because that's the same team I watched.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the same team I watched at home give up 63 points and get blown out by a South Florida team that Memphis beat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. I think North Texas is a capable team. Drew Mestemaker is one of the best stories in college football right now. But I can't erase 63 points allowed to South Florida after South Florida turned the ball over on their first two possessions, too. I mean, they didn't punt. They didn't do anything but score touchdowns the rest of the game after those first two possessions. I know they have an easy schedule, North Texas. I get that they're 8-1. I get that they just beat Navy. But I don't think you should get that much credit for beating Navy. Navy hasn't played anybody in particular. And Navy, truth of the matter is, with a triple option team, you can figure them out any given week. They can lose to anybody on any given weekend if they're not executing, if they turn the ball over, if they do the things they did against North Texas. So, just found that interesting. Memphis is actually third among group of five teams to make the college football playoff. So, this weekend, this Friday, could change a lot of that. We'll see what they do. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. David Cobb from CBS Sports joins the show next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
David Cobb is a college basketball and college football writer for CBS Sports on X at David W. Cobb. Also a role player here at 92.9 FM ESPN, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. And then Thursdays with Jeffrey Wright and company. David, how was your weekend?
Hey, man, great weekend. Now we got the opening night of college basketball. My weekend would have been a little better had it not involved Ja Morant drama. But, hey, that's just kind of par for the course at this point. So, probably to be expected. You know, it's on me for being surprised that we got to deal with something like that. You know, that's on me.
Hey, David, I need your takes. Come on. Throw your takes out there. Tomas Isolo calls out Ja. Ja makes it public. Suspension. Need it.
Okay, so my take from watching the game was that there was an obvious lack of effort from Ja Morant in the second half of a winnable, nationally televised
up
game.
Up by double digits. More than winnable, really, at points in that game.
Without a doubt, you're up 14 at halftime against the Lakers. Primetime opportunity, probably the fullest, you know, the arena's been all season, I'm guessing. And he just didn't play hard in that second half. And hey, look, I don't know the dynamics between him and Tuomas Isolo and that staff. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Ja's got to be a yes man and just bobblehead yes to everything the coaching staff says, right? Like, he's a star player. He's earned his right to have an opinion in the style of play or whatever the case may be. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. But is the way to get your point across and to express yourself to go out there and loaf and let your teammates down with no effort? That to me was very bothersome because, you know, look, there's a productive way to resolve situations here, but it does absolutely no good to anybody, especially to yourself, when you just go out there and loaf in the second half. I had less of a problem with what he said after the game than what I did with the effort that he gave in the second half. I mean, it was so obvious from anyone watching. That's why I'm so glad, man, you got me on my soapbox, Dave, but I was so glad that I think it was Chris Harrington asked him after the game, hey, is it anything health-wise? Right? Because, like, you had to think, oh, he must be dealing with a flu, a gimpy ankle. Like, there's got to be a physical explanation for what was just the least amount of effort we've ever seen from him in that second half. And no, there was not. And so to me, it's like, you know, if you don't agree with the coaching staff, that's fine. But find a different way to express that displeasure than to go out there and give no effort in the second half.
All right.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Is it the beginning of the end, or do you think that this is going to turn itself around? They'll figure it out tonight. He's done with his game suspension. He's back on the floor against the Pistons.
I think at this point we've seen enough to know, like, this isn't what we all hoped it would be and dreamed it would be and thought it would be. So I am tempted to say that it's the beginning of the end, and there will be more twists and turns. We're not there yet, but it's not strike two. It's not strike three. This is strike seven or eight at this point. Yeah. And at some point it's just not worth it anymore. The sad reality though, is that you're going to get a paltry return. I mean, I think Grizzlies fans need to prepare themselves for a world in which you trade Ja Morant, but you don't really get half of what you might really hope for, because he's a small guard with injury history and some off the court issues.
People see what happened the other night. You know, other front offices that may be quote unquote monitoring the situation, as Shams Charania always puts it.
For sure, for sure, they see that, and they're not going to offer you their whole war chest of first round picks for a guy with that amount of baggage. But I mean, maybe there's a way forward. I don't know. I just, you know, I covered a lot of his rookie season. I had a lot, you know, high expectations and high hopes, and you know, and I understand. Look, getting ripped by a coach is not fun. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. So like, I don't hold it against Ja Morant that he's
emotional about it.
Yeah, I don't like I said. It's less about what he said and more about the way the lack of effort on the court. Yeah, man, that's kind of where I'm at with it. But hey, I would love to see this thing get resolved. I'd love to see a path forward because, you know, I like what I'm seeing from Cedric Coward.
Yep.
I like what I'm seeing from Cam Spencer. I like the way some of these other guys are playing, you know, and it's just like, golly, if we could just go 2 months with no jaw drama and no major injuries, like, what could this thing be? And that little dangling carrot of hope that we could ever get to that point, it's still dangling out there for me.
Yeah, and with Tomas Isolo, I don't want to absolve him from everything here. I think you should probably wait more than 6 games before you have a full call out of Ja Morant. Star players have a lot of power in this league, and I think you have to tread lighter than you ever have in the past, so there's that. Also, I think Tomas Isolo has to figure it out, like how he's going to play his rotations and everything else going forward. It was Taylor Jenkins last year, but I think Tomas Isolo was sort of the captain of the minutes distribution, even when Taylor Jenkins was coaching. But I am so over looking up at the end of the game and seeing the star players on the other team having 10 more minutes than John Jarrett. It's beyond time to just let them play 35 minutes. I don't care if you play them the whole game. It would be better than seeing that every single last game, especially in a loss.
But why is that a source of tension now in the season? We should have known all off season that we're handing the keys to this guy, and it should have been communicated clearly amongst all parties what the strategy was in terms of playing time distribution. This shouldn't be upsetting to anyone. We should, you know, and this might be on Easter.
Well, it's upsetting.
Maybe.
Well, it's upsetting when you lose and you see the strategy's not working. You know what I mean? Like, that's the I get what you're saying, but also the strategy clearly is not working at its full capability. What you thought it was going to look like, it's not looking like that right now. And here's the other part of it, David. They don't have their healthy, good players. Like, I would understand if you had Ty Jerome and you had Zach Edey and you had Scottie Pippen and you distributed the minutes like this, because you have capable NBA players when those guys are back healthy. But I don't want to disparage Cam Spencer. I think he's played well. But you have Cam Spencer, you have Omax Prosper, you have John Conchar. Like, you shouldn't be playing 11 guys when you have this many injuries. It just doesn't make any sense. That does not lead to winning basketball in the NBA.
Well, but that's what Isolo's system is. It, you go at such a pace that you got to distribute the minutes. So that, I'm explaining the theory, right? So the theory goes, you go at such a pace that to keep that pace up, you have to substitute more frequently. So in that sense, like this has always been what he's going to do. And I just don't understand why it has suddenly become such a source of tension. And I do think it's a little early to say that it just wholeheartedly wasn't working. Like, I mean, they were sitting there at 3-2 going into that Lakers game. They should have won the Lakers game. They'd be 4-2 if they won the Lakers game. John Morant doesn't get suspended. They went at Toronto. They're 5-2. I mean, so we're sitting here at 3-4, but because we're all in a tizzy about the minutes, you know, we could be 3-5 or excuse me, 5-2. So it's just it's frustrating, but. You're talking about a rookie head coach here, right? So, like, I think I agree with you, man. Like, he's got to tread carefully. He's got to understand the dynamics of how to navigate an NBA locker room, maybe a little better than he has. Because, like, yeah, I think Ja's the easy target here because of his track record. But Isolo deserves a little bit. You can't come in like a bull in a china shop a week into the season when you're a rookie NBA head coach and expect it all to go well, right? So, yep. There's a lot that needs to get resolved here. I hope they were able to sit down, work through it. Because people point a point to Ja's performance as like a big warning sign. Like, oh, he's not finishing at the rim as much. His three-point shooting is down. Well, one, he's never been a good three-point shooter. And two, I think those of us who have watched his career evolve understand that he needs to be less dependent on finishing at the rim. Yep. Because for health reasons. And the fact that he's actually gone and added the floater to his bag this year, I think is a sign of progress. And I'm willing to embrace the possibility that this could be a pretty good on-the-court year for Ja Morant. Is there a path forward? I sure hope so. But when time and time again, it's been shown that like this just isn't working out. Eventually you got to take it for what it is and for what it, you know, it's not a great situation and both sides here got a long way to go before anyone's really going to feel good about it.
All right. So a quarter of the SEC college football gigs, head coaching gigs are open. Auburn fires Hugh Freeze this weekend after a 10-3 loss on his home field against Kentucky, of all people. And he made the quarterback switch to Ashton Daniels. That didn't work out. But it's just amazing to see how many jobs are opening. And we should have probably expected some chaos, right, because there was no moving on of coaches, no carousel in the SEC last year. But Auburn, where do they go from here, David?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gabe. Auburn has tried a lot of different things. They ran their course with Gus Malzahn. They went to the Mountain West and hired Brian Harsin. They went with an SEC retread and Hugh Freeze, which is why it's hilarious to see Jimbo Fisher bandied about as a legitimate possibility. Right. Like, you're going to go from one has-been retread offensive mind to another? I mean, give me a break. That would be the ultimate just what-in-the-world desperation hire to go with a Jimbo Fisher. You know, John Summerall makes a lot of sense. I always get confused. I can't remember if he was at South Alabama or Troy. I think
Troy.
It was Troy.
Troy.
Yeah, right. He was at Troy. He's done a good job at Tulane. They just got smacked around by UTSA the other night. But I think he's obviously the name that seems to be getting a lot of publicity and a lot of run right now. And, you know, I think that's a pretty good hire because you're not going to have to break the bank to pay the guy. He's got a proven track record of multiple stops of winning. He knows the geographical terrain of the area. It's not a slam dunk home run, but – man, we sure thought Brian Kelly was a slam dunk home run hire, and look how that's worked out. And, you know, there's numerous other examples of where nowadays it's not about the flash and the sizzle. It's more about the substance. And I think John Summerall is a coach with substance.
All right, now I think the overwhelming narrative around why it didn't work with Hugh Freeze clearly won the defense. The stat that just blows me away, there's three teams that have not allowed more than 24 points in a game. That's number one Ohio State, number two Indiana, and 4-5 Auburn. Crazy stat. Their defense is ready to go. But, you know, I think the overwhelming narrative is, oh, he couldn't find his quarterback. But correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's deeper than that. I think it goes back to Hugh and his play calling and the lack of inventiveness it seems like he has had offensively since his Ole Miss days.
Well, it to me, it speaks to the larger point right now about how there are no real offensive, you know, revolutionaries right now in college football. I mean, for a while there, it was like, oh, wow, look at these RPOs and, you know, Hugh Freeze and Gus Malzahn with their innovative quarterback run schemes. That's so crazy. Oh, wow, look at Art Briles. And then subsequently, Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin, so many others who are spreading teams out and doing the veer and shoot. And so the 2005 through 2014 was a period of great offensive revolution in college football. And now we've entered a period of time where there is nothing new right now. Like, you can look at like an Eric Morris maybe and see some innovative concepts there. And that's why, you know, he's in line as the North Texas coach to maybe get a good job this cycle. He's produced high caliber quarterbacks in John Mateer and Cam Ward, and now with Drew Mestemaker, who's going to go P4 next year. And so, like, there's obviously like some juice and some intrigue there with his scheme. But by and large, you know, your Malzahns, your Freezes have been passed by. Now we're starting to see diminishing returns on Josh Heupel's style of play. And so, you know, I think that's what it comes down to. It's like what was revolutionary 10 years ago no longer is in college football. And I think that was to put a bow on it. That was sort of Hugh Freeze's undoing, is that there was nothing surprising or innovative about the offense that he tried to bring to Auburn.
Yeah. And also it makes it even funnier. The Jimbo's on the short list. Right, because Jimbo, yeah, exactly. that's almost copy and paste, same exact thing that led to his ouster at A&M.
Absolutely. So yeah, I don't think that's a real thing. Like, I'd be flabbergasted if that's the direction Auburn goes. But it is funny to see him brought up.
You brought up Josh Heupel in there. What have you made? They lose to Oklahoma. They're out for all intents and purposes of the college football playoff running. They're number 23 in the country, still 6-3. Lots to play for. You can get to 9 wins, all that. But I've seen a lot of, like, I don't know if I want to say, like, calling for his job, because that's not what it is. And I don't know if I want to say, like, pure unhappiness, because I don't know if that's what it is. But I feel like Tennessee fans, and I think you mentioned this before the year, like, they're starting to see this clear... The ceiling. And I think you see more frustration than you ever have with Josh Heupel after this weekend.
Yeah, it's that ceiling. So it's got to be an every other year sort of thing at Tennessee. So, like, it's not going to be this year. Like, I mean, the craziest Tennessee fans are as crazy as anyone. And, you know, we're ready to fire him Saturday night. So, like, obviously that faction of the Tennessee fan base is real. But the pressure doesn't really intensify until – this time next year, if they're in the same situation, because that right now they're sort of on an every other year trajectory. Like, 22 was great. 23 was okay. 24 was great. 25 is just going to be okay. 26 can be great. You know, you're back on track, but yeah, I mean, I think it's his scheme isn't necessarily catching anyone by surprise anymore. The red zone defense has been horrible.
Yep.
And then, you know, the turnovers from Joey Aguilar, you should have known this is what you were getting. Because if you go and look at what he was at App State last year, he was a highly productive quarterback, but also very mistake and turnover prone. Well, you go back and you can draw a direct line in two of their three losses to Joey Aguilar turnovers. It's the pick six return for a touchdown on the goal line before halftime against Alabama. I've never seen a play impact the trajectory of a game more than that one. And then there's the two interceptions that were just gift-wrapped to Oklahoma this past week. And so – you know, that's where, look, I'm not by no stretch am I saying that Nico is a better quarterback than Joey Aguilar. Joey Aguilar's been pretty good for Tennessee this year. Nico was really good at protecting the football, though, last year. And that's the difference between the two of them. It's like, yeah, you get more explosivity. You get a way more entertaining product with Joey Aguilar quarterback. But the trade-off is you get those critical, crushing –
right.
Crippling turnovers, and that's been the downfall for Tennessee.
Joey Aguilar kind of has that Joe Milton watch. Like, that's how I feel sometimes watching him, because he will make some NFL throws and he looks the part. Then you just see those boneheaded mistakes and you're like, what the hell was that? And maybe he's a little more accurate than Joe Milton, but he certainly makes a little bit more mistakes with the football than Joe Milton, it feels like, as far as throwing picks.
So I think he's a more accurate passer, but he gets, we saw it especially on Saturday night, Joey Aguilar get confused with what he was seeing from the defense and put air underneath footballs that, I mean, just let the safety jog over and intercept passes. Right. And I also think you got to give Brent Venables and the Oklahoma defense some credit for that. Like, Brent Venables doesn't quite get the credit that he deserves for the level of defensive tactician that he is. And I think that was a great illustration of a really good defensive game plan from the Oklahoma head coach on Saturday. And so, yeah, Joey Aguilar got baited into throwing some interceptions, and that was the difference in the game, because, I mean, Tennessee was the better team, especially in the first half of that game. And really, at one point, they probably should have been leading 17-0, and you look up and it's 7-7 because you got that, the return for a touchdown, and then another pick. And
the R. Mason Thomas return for a touchdown, though, was an insane play.
Well, that was insane. And then their little 5'7" left-footed kicker drilling multiple 50-plus yard field goals was also quite incredible. That kid was out of his mind.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you remember what my fear was from last week when it came to the SEC and the college football playoff? Do you recall?
Oh gosh, you're worried about what Texas getting in with
Texas with three losses.
Yeah.
I think it's playing out exactly to my nightmares. Right? I mean, the win over Vandy, Arch Manning plays the best game of his young career. What was he? 25 for 33, 328 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. First play of the game or first drive of the game. Here's a 75-yard swing pass. He's getting the playmakers the ball. Obviously, at the end of the game, the defense let go of the rope, but you know they had the game in control, and just sort of let Diego Pavia get some good mop up stats. But is this going to happen? Maybe if they went out, they deserve to be in. If they're 10-2 and they beat two top five teams on the stretch of the season, but if they're 9-3, what's the likelihood you think that Texas gets into the playoff? And the committee makes the exact excuse I've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, especially last week, that, hey, Arch Manning's starting to peak.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's got to do, honestly, as silly as this may seem, with how Oklahoma and Vanderbilt finished the season. Because in the moment, those are top 10 victories. Right now, neither one of those teams are in the top 10. But Oklahoma's got a lot of tough games. I mean, it's totally within the realm of possibility that Oklahoma could struggle down the stretch. All of a sudden, that victory doesn't look as nice as it did. You know, the same could be true of Vanderbilt potentially. So you're hanging your hat on those victories. And if your losses are at Ohio State, at Georgia, at Florida, you know, like, all right, like that's somewhat excusable. Yeah, okay, so to underline it, you know, I am afraid, Gabe, that yes, there is a scenario, not a guarantee, but a scenario where a three-loss Georgia team does make the college football playoff.
All right, Texas.
But that's going to
You said Georgia. Three-loss Texas.
Three-loss Texas, yeah. But that's going to require beating Georgia or beating Texas A&M. Like, you know, so that's not going to be – you're going to have to win at least one of those games. And, look, if you do that and Oklahoma finishes strong and Vanderbilt finishes strong and you're sitting there with three wins over top 15 teams, then, like, okay, like maybe they deserve it.
Yuck! I just – the one thing, David, that I despise about – the college football playoff committee is the ability they have to forget about September and October and the first couple of months of the season. That frustrates me more than anything else at the end of the college football season.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're not wrong on that. We're going to see it. We're going to see it with Notre Dame too, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's going to be the story there. It's like, well, they lost their first two games and didn't beat anybody, but man, they won 10 games in a row. Oh, my goodness. We can't leave them out of the playoff.
Well, you know, close loss to two pretty good teams. Although, the Miami loss doesn't look as good anymore for Notre Dame.
No, it does not. And what about this, Gabe? What do you do with Miami? They're going to be a two-loss team as well, but they're going to have a head-to-head victory over Notre Dame.
They're out. They're out to me. I don't think they can
probably
get back in.
Probably be out, but that Notre Dame win gives them a hook. I mean, it gives them a foothold. And then, hey, look, if South Florida rises from the ashes here and wins the American, which is not impossible by any stretch, then that win looks good again. So I'm just saying, like, there's a scenario there where Miami has two wins over playoff teams. You're going to leave them out at 10-2? I'm just saying, like, these are going to be some really difficult discussions.
Yeah, and I will say this. Connor about croaked when I told him the November record for Mario Cristobal since he's been at Miami, 4-11.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's horrible.
That's insane. I mean, I don't know how that – I mean, what does that point to in your opinion? Is that just like lack of adjustment on the fly throughout a season? Because this happened at Oregon too.
Yeah, I mean, this year it's like they've just gotten really sloppy. It's always sloppy. I mean, that's the deal with Mario. They just come up with ways to lose games. Like on Saturday, it was 12 penalties, and including the ridiculous, unnecessary roughness
yep.
penalty that basically gave SMU fresh life in the final minute. And it's always something like that. It's not kneeling the football. It's, you know, More so than anything, it's just sloppy. Now, I thought this year would be different. I thought they had the depth on the lines of scrimmage to withstand some of that. But, you know, it's almost like Carson Beck has now started to revert back a little bit to who he was a year ago. And the defense was not as disruptive. Like early on, we were talking about Reuben Bain for Heisman, but, you know, they didn't get after Kevin Jennings as much as maybe you would have thought. And so it's, you know, we're having uncomfortable conversations about a lot of coaches right now. And I don't think we're there yet with Mario Cristobal, but Gabe, if Miami loses another couple of games, we're not far. Like we're not far from that one being a part of this whole carousel conversation.
For sure. Well, David, I'll let you roll. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. Thanks.
He is David Cobb, college basketball, college football for CBS Sports on X. David. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. So Howie Roseman's just picking up the phones and calling everybody to see what he can add. And the trade deadline is tomorrow. It is tomorrow. So we'll see what other moves are made. But the Eagles have added two players in particular that are of note. One, they brought in Jair Alexander, who didn't work out with the Baltimore Ravens. Now he is going to be in an Eagles uniform. The Eagles are 17th in pass yards allowed per game. They need some help in the secondary. Hopefully Jair Alexander can help them with that. But where they're worse and what has really been their calling card the past couple of years defensively, past three, 4 years defensively, is getting after the passer. They're 24th in sacks as a defense. They're just not getting after the passer as they once did, and that has to do with Brandon Graham retiring and coming back now, and Milton Williams is elsewhere, and Josh Sweat's elsewhere. So they traded with the Dolphins, and they're bringing in Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips has a pretty decent-sized contract, so they're going to have to foot the bill for that. But he is a guy who can get after the passer, still pretty young, a guy that they could maybe bring into their future. But he does only have three sacks in 2025. Maybe he'll be a little bit, schemed open a little bit more to get more sacks, get more one-on-ones with the Philadelphia Eagles. But Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander have been added to the Eagles so they can make a nice run come playoff time. Okay, there was two injuries, and the Commanders just I fear it's over for them. I mean, it just is.
Already kind of was.
3-6. And really, I agree with you. It already was because the injuries that they've had so far this year. But first of all, Marshon Lattimore left Sunday's loss early. He is feared to have torn his ACL. They're getting the final things done here, but it looks like he has a torn ACL. Their star cornerback will be out for the year, but their quarterback is out indefinitely and probably for the rest of the year, especially considering where their season's going to head. But Jaden Daniels dislocated his elbow in one of the nastiest plays I've seen in a long time. Tried to brace himself on a tackle, and his elbow bent the other way. But here's the thing. He got hurt with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left when his team was down 38-7. So rightfully, people are going after Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Commanders. What the hell were you doing? So he gave an answer to that. Dan Quinn, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah, we can get rolling. I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100%. That's on me. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Also said last night in the presser to our fans that, man, did we miss our mark as a team. And with that performance, we need to fix it. They created an awesome environment, at the stadium for the game, and that fix needs to be done now. So just wanted to open up with that and get
all right. So he owned it, I guess. I do appreciate him taking accountability for it, but that doesn't undislocate Jaden's elbow. You can't miss things like that, Dan. You just can't. You're fighting for your life. You were in the NFC Championship a year ago, and now you're probably going to miss the playoffs altogether. Not that you weren't before, Jaden. Jaden has not had a good second year in the NFL, and I think there's some things around him that have gone wrong as well, but as long as Jaden Daniels is on the field, you seem to have a chance to at least turn the season around, but you play him, let him dislocate his elbow with 7 minutes, 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. When you're down 38-7, you really don't have a shot now to turn it to Marcus Mariota. I mean, it's just, listen, like the accountability. I appreciate that. But, again, that does not undislocate the elbow of your star quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Cam Little, did you see that kick?
I did.
No NFL record for kickers is safe anymore from a field goal perspective. They're all just killing balls. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is insane. But 68-yard field goal, Jags go on to win. Obviously, that was before the first half was over. But 68 yards? And he had room to spare. Probably would have been good from 73. But Cam Little, I don't know if we talk about him enough. One, he's a kicker. Two, he plays in Jacksonville. But he really is a damn good kicker. He missed one extra point in his entire life. He has 197 for 198, including high school, college, and the NFL. Of course, he was a five-star kicker and punter out of high school. He is the most accurate from a percentage standpoint kicker in Arkansas history. He was an All-American as a freshman. He set the Jags rookie franchise record for points scored. He has never missed a field goal 30 yards or shorter in college or NFL. The guy's a hell of a kicker, but 68 yards, that's different. But I mean, I've gotten to the point, Connor, where I just think, like, next week, maybe it's broken. Somebody will give somebody an opportunity, and he'll nail it. I mean, these guys, kicking's out of control. It is out of control. These guys are so much more skilled, so much better than they ever have been. Not only did they stink against the Panthers, and Jordan Love, that was the rollout play where he scrambled over there to the left and threw it across his body where a Panthers defender, defensive back, dropped it. Did you see that throw yesterday, Connor? It's the worst throw I've probably seen in NFL history. So, yeah, the Packers stunk. And they were actually one of the two one-loss teams that lost this weekend. Can't get a feel for who's going to actually be good and have a good record by the end of the year. But in the process of that, Tucker Kraft, their star tight end, probably who has emerged as the best tight end in the National Football League for the 2025-26 season, he tore his ACL. So now they're going to have to find some ways to replace that production, and it's not going to be easy for the Green Bay Packers. Tell me if you heard this before, a defensive end tearing his ACL for the 49ers. Mykel Williams, the first-round pick out of Georgia, tore his ACL. So I don't know what to do anymore. They're still winning. Mac Jones is playing well. There's some positives, I guess, for the 49ers. But, like, I have been sitting here doing my power rankings every week, and I'm like, should I put the 49ers in? Is it realistic for me to expect them to continue winning with how many injuries they have? And I always come to the realization and the answer of no, but then they win again, and I come back to the same question every week. But Mykel Williams tore his ACL. He's out for the year. All right. Did I send you the sound? I just want to make sure. Sean Payton, he's a crotchety guy. Just play the sound in its full length.
Luca Evans, the Denver Post.
Yeah, Sean, just wanted to go back when you talked about the special teams issues and you were saying, you know, yesterday we have to get that cleaned up or we'll find someone else that can do it. Are you referring to personnel there or are you referring to coaching? You know,
Evan, if you're paying attention, I'm referring to players that aren't on the field that need to be. All right. Coaching is outstanding. All right. We'll get that cleaned up. My point is, if there's 10 in the field and there's supposed to be 11, all right, then that player that's supposed to be out there, I'll find someone else to do his job.
Wait for it.
Is that crystal clear?
Yep. My name's Luca.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
I love it. I love it. Evan, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Is that crystal clear? Like he's coaching him, like he's on the team. My name's Luca, sir. Perfect. God. We don't talk about it enough, but Sean Payton, he is not a nice guy. He just really does not seem to be all that nice, especially to the
incredible
media.
To get someone's name that wrong while chastising them about paying attention.
And saying it multiple times. Evan. My name's Luca.
You know that during that he was like, oh, I have been given a gift.
Oh, my gosh. But either way, final thing today. Rico Dowdle leads the NFC in rushing.
And are the Panthers good?
I don't know. You know, they have the same record as the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs are good, so I don't know. But they're 5-4. Rico Dowdle leads the NFC in rushing. 147-yard performance this weekend against the Packers. He had a touchdown, and he did a celebration, and this is a pretty funny quote. He hip-thrusted. He pumped. And he was asked about getting penalized. They threw a penalty, excessive celebration, personal foul. He said, from my understanding and everything I've learned, we go over stuff like this every week in the meeting room. I definitely think you're supposed to get two pumps. Hopefully I don't get a fine. Isn't that a Key and Peele skit?
That's a Key and Peele skit where he's watching him and waiting for that second pump before he throws the flag.
Or third pump. I don't think you learned that in the meeting room. And that's a Key and Peele skit, Rico. But it was kind of funny. He did the two and then avoided the third and thought he wasn't going to get a penalty. But he'll probably get fined. He hopes he doesn't get a fine. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. Small Talk is next. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. We opened the show talking about Ja Morant and Tomas Isolo and sort of the riff that happened that led to a one-game suspension for the Raptors game for Ja Morant. He's going to be back tonight. He's not listed on the injury report. But Drew Hill got this from Tomas Isolo just moments ago. Isolo said he has talked to Ja Morant and they are moving on. He also said Ja Morant is available tonight. He wouldn't say if he's starting, but said they do not discuss the starting lineup before all games. As for what happened, Tomas Isolo said those discussions are internal. They are internal, so we know nothing more. Right? I mean, that's what I surmise there. I guess
at least they had a conversation.
Sure. We don't know if that conversation.
It's time to move on.
We don't know if that conversation went well.
We'll find out.
I think tonight will be a nice little test for that, though. We'll see. We'll see. What are you predicting tonight? I mean, more effort than the other night. Can't go much lower.
More effort. It's going to be hard to beat the Pistons. Good team.
Yeah.
Really good team.
Jalen Duren might just.
Good Lord. He might have 20 rebounds.
I was thinking more 30. But
that's a bit much.
But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. Half hour left in the show. We'll spend it wisely with Harold Grader next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.